really addressed them about having a spirited practice today, coming out and challenging their work ethic and things, not to look too far ahead and start the day off today. And I thought they did that. I thought throughout practice, it looked like initially the offense did some things, and then the next two periods, the defense came back and they did a couple things. And that's what it should feel like, where both sides are competing against each other like that, making each other better. So pleased with our effort that we came out today. And I think the intensity picked up more than it was yesterday. Our tackling will continue to improve on defense. And our execution on offense is just two good days where I saw some good things put together. You know, we had an injury. Blaine Gabbert had a right ankle sprain. It happened right in front of me. I saw it. Looked like he got knocked in, a foot knocked into his ankle a little bit. So we'll do some more tests on that. I know Mike Ryan took him in. And as we find out those tests, we'll let you know. I know he's going in. He's got a day off tomorrow, too, so that will be beneficial to him. So as we find out, we'll let you know. Yeah, he went back, and we had a rush, and one of the offensive linemen got pushed back a little bit while he was stepping up. While he was stepping up, and then he moved to get out of the way, and it was almost like his foot, one of the linemen's foot came right into his, so he turned it in a little bit. Yeah, it was Uche. Yeah, but he did a good job. Uche got firm because it was a twist game. He sat right in there and held it. But it's just things can happen, when the quarterback's moving up into the pocket and to the right. So freak deal like that. But we'll see. He got up and he walked off, and that's the good things.
When a guy goes down like that, is there always a hold your breath moment for 2 seconds? Or did you see it clear enough that it wasn't?
Yeah, I saw. It happened right in front of me. So. Our mentality is we've got to move on. Next man up. Sure, obviously, we care about Blaine, and we want him to get back, and hopefully it's nothing serious. But as a mentality as a team, then it gives an opportunity for the next guy to step up, and we just move forward.
How was his injury before he went down? How was his performance today before he went down?
Good. I thought, I was saying yesterday, I thought he did a nice job, really nice job. And today, we talked about stacking two good days together. And he was doing good. He was doing a nice job.
Well, he had that one thing, he had like 3 or 4 completions in a row. He had that one series.
Yeah.
3 or 4 completions. So it was a little up and down.
Did you say 4 incompletions?
Yeah.
Yeah. And some of it, the coverage, I thought initially in practice by the defense was a little bit loose, and then we tightened things up and became more successful. So, some of those, are tighter coverage things and execution, but. That's why we practice.
Do you see a difference in what the passing game does when Cecil isn't out there?
He's a very good player for us, but I think some receivers, Mike Brown has really stepped up. And just like that with Cecil, getting some limited reps today, it gives those other guys an opportunity to go at the ones. And Mike Brown made the best of it. But he's also a guy that's had a couple good practices in a row. I keep telling these guys, when you compete, it shows up on tape. And he has done that.
How good of a bounce back day was it for Denard?
Good. You know what? We had a walkthrough yesterday, and after the walkthrough, he stayed after and wanted to get extra work. We had some time left over in our daily schedule. And it's very important to him. Very important to him. And I guess as a coach, that's what you, when he's talented like he is, and it's that important to him, that's what all you ask. And if he's willing to put the time in like he is and really understand the concepts and what's important to us, then he's got a good chance.
Did you read into anything with him not fielding punts in practice anymore last 2 days?
Well, no, I wouldn't read into it. I know that, we know that he has a good opportunity to do kickoffs. And we wanted to get him some reps at punt, and that's something new to him. So, there might be a chance where we're working over in some of the other option game with him. So it was one of those where today in the offense, we did some of those concepts as well as yesterday, so to get him playing some of that position.
You did so much with him early. Is it now kind of you figured out what he does well and you've kind of honed in on?
We're getting closer to it, okay. Yeah. But not going away from what he can improve on, too. We'd like to see him back there on punt as a threat. He's so athletic and his ability. He definitely would be a threat back there for us.
Talk about Luke Jockel. How's he improved?
He's good. He's quiet, huh? I mean, he's a second pick overall. It's the quietest camp for a guy of that stature, where he got drafted.
Right side.
He's doing really good. He's doing a really good job. Did a nice job in one-on-one matchups. He's picking up the offense. You know, I think he's getting used to a training camp feel and the intensity and the competition every day. You know, that's probably new. That's probably a bigger adjustment for him than understanding the package. So, yeah, George has done a great job with him.
Guys, can you just talk a little bit about the mentality of veteran guys who are trying to sort of hang on to their jobs versus the young guys and their mentality who are just trying to make a name for themselves?
Right. Well, the young guys definitely are trying to are competing like that. It's my hopes that's not what the older guys are doing. It's my hope. I hope they're coming out here and teaching the level, the standard that, you know, where we need to get to, and holding our younger guys accountable to that standard. And because I think that if they're trying to hang on to their position, and I don't believe there's anybody like that, but if there was, they may not be here very long.
Because when you look at this franchise, it's last in the NFL over the last 5 years in sacks, 120, 24 a year. What makes you, gives you confidence that you're gonna be able to turn that around?
Well, we have to evaluate that. That's what preseason's for. So give us a good evaluation tool of where our four-man rush is, and you know. But there may be times where we got to get creative if we don't feel it to the level that we want it, and you know. So I think that's on us as coaches to make sure we utilize our best rushers.
Gus, in every room you have the sign, it's all about the ball. Where did you get that phrase, and how much do you stress it?
It's a concept that we talk to the defense a lot about in Seattle. We want that mindset that we know how important getting the ball is and takeaways. And we also address it offensively, you know, how important it is to protect the ball. And, you know, we have a group of things that we talk about with our guys. We don't overemphasize them, but we believe they're a result from playing hard, fast, and together. And we call it the Sweet Six. And one of those is it's all about the ball. And I talked to you in OTAs that it's a mindset we want to create with all our team. I thought that after the first two periods, I didn't feel it as much from the defense, that it was that mindset. And, you know, that's why Coach Babich got them together and had a little meeting.
You want them always slapping and
punching, ripping, whatever they can do to get that ball out on defense. And on offense, we talk high and tight to have that mindset.
Gus, can you define what a player's day off is?
Yeah, you know, tomorrow some may come in for treatments. You know, I know like the quarterbacks, I think, have the ability to come in, but we really just want them to get off their feet. So they'll spend a lot of their time at the hotel, spend a lot of time studying with other players, and, you know, just getting rest and, you know, getting their legs back underneath them. So hopefully, you know, it'll give us a chance to give them a lot of recovery time. Geno Hayes, I forgot to mention him yesterday, John. He's done a nice job. You know, one of the things I think with Geno is a new system in OTAs, and sometimes when you watch Geno on film, you don't know how fast he's playing because he's a pretty smooth athlete. And, you know, we wanted to see that more on tape. And he's come in, you know, doing that in training camp. And, you know, you see more flashes of him showing up. And I think he's getting more and more comfortable with what we're asking him on the defense. He's good. You know, another time, remember we did it in OTAs, and a couple times he ran the ball and fumbled the ball and didn't know how to pitch. And we're not going to give up on that. Again, Jed's philosophy is get it in the playmaker's hands, and we want to see if he's a playmaker and, you know, the threat that he can give us. So, you know, it's just another option offensively for us to get the ball in our playmaker's hands.